beautiful weather.
I'll tell you, I'm looking out at Studio North, and my wildflowers are really going cool. I'm seeing birds, seeing butterflies, seeing sunshine and blue sky. I tell you, this weather's been something the last couple of days. You just don't know what to dress for, what to prepare for. Don't know what kind of advice to give our boaters out on the lake, and let them know we do have a number if you need rescued.
I love that you said, though, seeing birds, butterflies, and blue skies. You ought to have been a country singer right there, Phil. That's some pretty good poetry right there.
Well, I have warbled a couple times late at night in the Rock Castle and the Oasis, and we won't go there, Mr. Tegan.
Well, I'm sure Ginger loved it. I'm sure everybody loved to hear it. Everybody, come on, Phil, break out a little tune. I mean, I'm sure you got something. Come on.
Well, I don't really have anything. I always wished I would have, you know, applied myself to music. It's just a great industry, and it really picks you up when you're down. There's a lot of good songs out there.
Absolutely.
I get my kicks now in the summer with this summer-long family fun fishing contest. The kids will come into the marina and tell me their fishing stories. And when you have a young person, 6 years old, using the word humongous, you know that fella's going to be a fisherman already telling tales. But they got the pictures to back it up. And
yeah.
Of course, our contest will go till August 16th. And this is week five of the contest. So week five winners with Channel Cat is Jaden Evans. Jaden is 16 years old. She's from Strong City, I believe. She fishes in that fishing derby over there, and she catches a lot of catfish there in the Chase County Lake. Caught this fish on shrimp, she told me yesterday when she came into the marina to get her gift certificate and also her award of merit.
Wow.
So we got Newt Fox jumping in this year, first time. Newt's a fast winner in all her contests. 4 years old, and this, I'm trying to groom this boy to be a radio announcer because he can tell some fish stories.
You said 4 years old?
He's 4 years old.
And he's already telling the big fish stories, huh?
They do it, and he's got the pictures to prove it. He fishes with his father, Matt, and his entry was for a pumpkin seed sunfish. And, of course, people confuse sunfish with perch and bluegill. Pumpkin seed is really a nice little fish to catch. They're real pretty, and I know there's not much meat on sunfish, but I grew up eating a lot of them. Just need to know how to clean them. And he caught his fish in the city lake.
Mm. So definitely,
crappie.
The fish are
go
definitely.
Ahead.
Well, I was going to say the fish are definitely out biting. You're getting some good entries here through the contest.
Yes, we have over 300 entries. We just picked up one this week from Michigan. Which is pretty cool that the contest word is getting out there. And we've had also some entries from North Carolina. And some of our sponsors are pushing it, the Flint Hills Live Channel. Of course, AVOE and what we do with different social media platforms. Crappie is Calvin Messer. And his little brother fishes a lot, Colton. And if you ever want to see the drawing, you know, people go to these raffles and banquets and things and wonder who all wins sometimes. So we do tape our drawing live and shown on the Flint Hills Live Channel page, Facebook page, TCT page, and also on the Watson Outdoors page. I like to get someone come in the store and ask them to help me with this drawing. And this week we rescued a boy, two young men out on the lake when that big storm was coming up. And lo and behold, I worked with this boy's grandfather, Jack Richardson, and his dad's Brian. That goes back into like 1988 in Emporia when Brian was classmates with Steph and Jim in school. But a crappie winner is Calvin Messer. He's 10. He caught the fish in the city lake. And this week, I never had one crappie entry. I mentioned them before several times on the show that the spring spawn with crappie, and I don't know if the aliens come down and suck them all up. They're not around anymore or what, but they are having trouble catching crappie this year all across the state.
Hmm. So basically what you're saying there is if you got a crappie, you might just be the winner right there just because of the lack of numbers.
That's right. That is our least category that's participated in.
Wow.
So we have Colton Messer, and Colton is a two-time winner, and his is in anything you catch. I take entries on anything you catch in the outdoors except the cold. If you catch a cold, you can keep it yourself.
You can stay out.
I don't want that. But he's pictured with one of our other winners earlier, and he has a lizard. And he, they go out to the city lake here where I live, and they just have a good time. Mm. Our bass winner is Nathan Traylor. He's 16 years old. He caught a nice bass in the city lake. And I'll tell you, fishing has really been something. If you go to the Watson Outdoors Facebook page, you'll see all the pictures of all the kids there. My personal page has them. And Kade Johnson, catfisherman extraordinaire, he's been bringing 40 and 50-pound flatheads into the marina. And just for a picture, and Kade, he was featured in Brent Fazee's story, Crappie Now. I'm sorry, Catfish Now. The other story Brent writes in is Crappie Now. But Kade is quite a sportsman, and if you and the story Brent did was about fishing the Neosho River Basin. That goes all the way down to John Redmond and you know, all the way down to the Grove, Oklahoma. But also featuring that article was Nicholas Bess over at that. So these guys can really tell you about some fishing, and I see these fish, and it's something seeing a man as big as Kade being excited with fishing and catching. And then a grandfather came in from the family there yesterday and had two channel cat that was almost as big as his grandson. So we got those pictures up. And shrimp and goldfish has really been the ticket for the fishing. It did come across my radar this morning that we have a big Flint Hills Gobblers Hunting Heritage Banquet coming up in Emporia.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be Saturday, July 27th. And you've been to a few of those banquets, haven't you, Tegan?
It's been a little while, but yeah, I went to a few of those growing up, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Turkey Federation, Flint Hills Gobblers, they did some real good job with getting kids. Jake's camp over here at Castle Grove, Camp White, it won awards. It was so good. But this year's event will be Saturday, July 27th. And when I get back from Costa Rica on our regular show, I believe it'll be the 19th of July, I'll have Jen Pittman on the show to tell us a little bit more about this banquet.
Well, hold on a minute, Phil. You're going to Costa Rica and I didn't get an invite?
Well, if we talk to Ginger, you might have mine, because I have no idea what I'm going to Costa Rica. But you know,
I'll let you stay here. You can handle the fishing. I'll go out to Costa Rica. I'll call in. I'll let you know how things are going. How's that?
Well, I have been doing some research on Costa Rica. I don't, you know, this Kansas boy hasn't really traveled that much, Dagan, but it's going to be pretty cool. Really looking forward to the trip.
It's a beautiful place. You're going to love it. It's really nice. And for a guy like you that really enjoys the outdoors and enjoys the beauty of nature, I don't think you could have picked a better spot.
Is there still headhunters down there?
What's that?
I said, is there still headhunters down there, or do I got the wrong country?
I think you might have the wrong country. Nonetheless, I guess if you see somebody eyeing your head when you walk in, just be leery.
Well, you know, I used to watch those movies, those Tarzan movies and everything when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of them things really warp you for life.
I think that might be Africa. But nonetheless, Phil, I know you're a very social person. You've never met a stranger, but in this case, it's okay to not take the candy from the stranger. I think it's all right to just walk away. You never know what's going to happen down there, but definitely going to be a fun trip for you, and it seems like it's been a fun summer so far for everybody involved here in the summer-long family fishing contest. And,
it's great. It's been a lot of fun. I like to mention last week, this is in memory of several people that have donated to our cause, to our fund, and also Jim Rumberg. He was my mentor way back in 1997 when I started riding, and he had a summer contest. He also had a Dog of the Year contest, and lo and behold, his dog won all 22 years of that contest.
It's amazing what happens when you organize a contest. But, well, Phil, as always, we appreciate you checking in, keeping us updated on how things are going. We'll look forward to talking with you again next Friday with another update on the summer-long Family Fun Fishing Contest. Appreciate all that you're doing, and certainly hope that you get out and get to enjoy a lot of this beautiful weather before the storms start rolling back through the area.
All righty, guy. Well, you take care.
You as well. Appreciate you. That is Phil Totten giving us the update on the summer-long Family Fun Fishing Contest. Again, you can go to the What's in the Outdoors Facebook page. Find some more information there. Phil will be back with us again next Friday with another update on the contest. Of course, we'll have the regular What's an Outdoors segment on July 19th, also on a Friday. KVOE, it's now 8:30. We'll have the block of headlines and local news updates here in just a little bit. We're coming up on ABC News headlines here in about 4 minutes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday.